losing a grasp on something that was too violent to keep inside forever. As I'm sitting there with a severed head in my hand, talking to it, or looking at it, and I'm about to go crazy, literally, I'm about to go completely flywheel loose and just fall apart, I say, wow, this is insane. And I told myself, no, it isn't. You're saying that, and that makes it not insane. I said, I'm sane, and I'm looking at a seven. I said, well, wait a minute. I see all the paintings and drawings of Viking heroes talking to severed heads and taking them to parties, old enemies in leather bags, part of our heritage. This is me back then, in 1972 and 73, unable to live with the fact that I just stabbed to death and cut the throat of an innocent young woman. Innocent in the sense that she did not plan on that happening. She didn't do anything specifically for that to happen to her. Yet she was a very active participant in her own death. And in my memory of that, she was 19 years old, and her roommate in the trunk who died right after that was 18. Very hog wild and totally limp. What I'm saying is, I found myself doing things in an attempt to make things fit together inside. I was doing sexual programs and things. I mean, in the sense of striking out and reaching out and grabbing and pulling to me, but appalled with the sense that it wasn't working. That isn't the way it's supposed to be. It isn't the way I want it. See what I'm saying? And yet I get, during that time, I become engaged to someone who's young and is beautiful and very much the same advantages and very much the same upbringing and Disneyland values. And she's very much the reason I surrendered. I picked up two girls who were so much like the first two. It was unbelievable. Almost identical circumstances. And I let them go. Everything went towards killing them, and I didn't. But I'm saying, wow, it's uncanny. It was almost like it was meant to be that way. And I said, wow, this has got to stop. And I let them out. They never even knew what was going on. I let them out. I would have gotten away with those two being murdered. I said, no, it's got to stop. And a week later, I murdered my mother.